Welcome to Glacier Bear Basketball. This is Lyle Huffin along with Jenny Lynn Smith. We're going to bring you the second game between the Craig Lady Panthers and the Haines Lady Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears coming out on top last night in that ball game by a score of 55-46. We just finished the JV game here a minute ago, and then, of course, we had to recognize our seniors. This is their last home game, so we have five seniors that they had to recognize there. But let's talk quick about the JV game. The Craig Lady Panthers winning that one again by a score of 37-32. So they came away with a couple of wins here on the road, scoring for the Lady Glacier Bears. Carly Spud picked up 2 points. Coral Bauer had two. Libby Jacobson had four. Grace Jones picked up eight. And Jamie Meser got three. Cecilia Bauer picked up eight. And Natalie Taylor picked up five for our Lady Glacier Bears. Craig Panthers with their 37 points. Paisley Wortman finished with six. Kelly Hume had eight. Aaron Weaver picked up six. Sierra Gable picked up two. Kimberly McClaskey picked up six. And Maria Yates picked up 9 points to get their 37 points. So they come out with two victories here. Well, last night, the Lady Panthers had a tough time here starting the third quarter. The game was fairly close the first half of play, but then the Haines Glacier Bears came out strong, and the Lady Panthers just really couldn't buy any baskets. Well, their conference record now is 3-2, where our Haines Glacier Bears moved to a 4-3 conference play. And, of course, our Haines Glacier Bears travel to Metlakatla next weekend for a series, a couple down there. And then your gals, the Lady Panthers, head north to pick up a couple of non-conference games there, so they'll be on the road. Scoring last night, Melissa Castle, who had foul troubles early on, she was 7 points and 8 rebounds, but she had to sit down a lot of the game.
Yep, and that one was an iffy one, which really took her out of her game.
That's right, as soon as she got into that, of course. And then Maggie Denon picked up 12 points. She had 5 boards, but Johnson, number 14 for him, she picked up the slack, and she had 12 rebounds in that game. And she really gave them the opportunity. They were 13 for 25 from the free throw line, so I'm sure Coach James would like to see that improved a bit at only 52%. So anyway, we'll see if they can make some corrections for the Haines Glacier Bears. They put up 52 shots last night and got 18 of those to go for 34%, while the Panthers only got a 29% from the field. They just couldn't buy a basket there for about a 6 or 7 minute stretch, and that's when Haines was able to open it up. Now for the starting lineups. The Panthers are to our right in their green uniforms. Number 14, Johnson. She's a 5'9" sophomore. Number 3, Katie Denon. She's a 5'9" sophomore. Maggie Denon. She's also a 5'9" sophomore. Number 22, Raven Krolikowski, she's a 5'9" junior. And Melissa Castle is also listed at 5'9". She's a senior. They all are 5'9", but I'm not sure they're all 5'9" that are standing out there, so there might have been a typing error there somewhere.
Yeah.
Now for the introduction of our Haines Glacier Bears. And the Lady Glacier Bears will all start their seniors tonight. Oh, they always have been starting four seniors all along. So Hannah Wing, she's a senior at 5'2". Number Marnie Rasmussen, wearing number 34, she's a 5'8" senior. Ashley Messerschmidt, she's a 5'6" senior. And number 25, Amy Messerschmidt, she's a 5'7" senior. And rounding out the starters for the Glacier Bears, Anna Jacobson, she's a 5'3" senior. So we got all seniors starting the ball game for the Haines Glacier Bears. As I mentioned, they're 4-3 in conference play, while the Craig Panthers are 3-2. So these games really can separate them a lot, depending on who comes up with the win, or they could be back at 50% each. So anyway, the Panthers would like to come away with that and get on top at a 4-2 conference record. But the Glacier Bears, they want to say something about that. And, of course, we're on our home court, so we're playing before in our crowd. We've got a pretty good crowd here tonight. We've got a swim meet going on. We've got a drama debate meet going on. So we have a lot of things happening besides the basketball game. And now we'll be standing for the national anthem. And Hannah Wing, one of the starters for the Glacier Bears, is going to sing the national anthem. Remind our listeners down there in Craig that you can actually watch this game on the internet. Go to the Haynesboro School District website and then click on Glacier Bear Streaming, and you can watch the ball game and listen to us discuss it as it moves along. All right, quickly out on the floor now are the Craig Panther gals. Probably a little disappointed in how they played last night. We'll see if they come out a little stronger.
They'll probably make a lot of different adjustments.
Well, both teams went to the block, low down in the block, both all night long, and of course there were tons of fouls called, and anyway, we'll see if they make any kind of adjustments here. So we've got Castle out on there, Raven, Maggie, Katie, and Johnson out on the court. I'm going to call those by their name because they're a lot easier for me to keep track of as we go up and down the quarters. Both of these teams like to get up and down. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, as I mentioned, it's all their seniors. We have Ashley, Amy, Measuresmith, Wing, Rasmussen, Pep, controlled by the Panthers. Castle out at the top, goes down the left-hand side, puts up the shot off the front of the iron, no rebound, fought for underneath, and it's going to be tied up. Ball's going to go to the Glacier Bears on that one, as Raven was able to get on the floor, and she got right in there and tied up with one of the Glacier Bears. Full court pressure by the Panthers right now. Marnie inbounds, goes to Wing. Just beginning first quarter action. Long alley-oop pass to Amy Measuresmith. Back to Wing, goes the right-hand side to Rasmussen. Back to Wing at the top. Nothing to go on in there. And she drives hard to the hoop. Nordy picks her up and in. So Hannah just made a move to the left, come back to the right, went right down the lane and laid it in, gives the lead to the Glacier Bears. A little pressure by the Glacier Bears, but easily broken that time as Maggie will handle the ball for the Panthers. Stops, gives it up back to Castle. Melissa takes the dribble on the right-hand side, looks inside to Raven. Ah, long alley-oop all the way over to Maggie. She looks, puts up the shot off the front of the iron. No rebound, fought for. Castle comes up with it. A little bit too hard off the back of the glass. The rebound comes back down and goes out of bounds. And the officials are discussing who it went off of. We're not sure anyway, so we'll see. It's going to be alternating possession here, jump ball, so the ball is going to go to the Panthers under their basket on the right-hand side. They'll set it up. Johnson calls out the play, looking, wants to go inside, doesn't there, and as they go to Katie, she tries to go back inside to Melissa Castle, low on the block. Now the ball's fought for. Anna Jacobson, not able to control it, though, goes out of bounds off of her. So again, the Panthers will inbound under their basket. Just beginning first quarter action. Haynes 2, Craig nothing. Haynes has had a couple of shots, just wasn't able to get them to go. Now they reverse the ball all the way around to Katie, all the way to Castle at the top. Melissa takes the dribble right. Down the center lane, bumps into Raven, however. Now she kicks the ball back out. They go back into Raven on the block. Stops, puts up the shot a little bit short. Fight for the board. And Ashley Measuresmith comes down with it, and she'll push it up the hoop. As she goes, she decides to hold it up and kicks the ball back out the wing. Reverse all the way to Marnie Rasmussen. Through her hands and out of bounds. Marnie saw she had the lane.
Yep.
She was looking for the lane first and then forgot to catch the basketball. So the Panthers will have the ball. Johnson inbounds, gives the ball to Maggie. Maggie will bring it up for the Panthers, gives up her dribble. She's trapped in the corner. Long down court pass all the way to sister Katie, and she puts it up and in. She could have had the lay-in, but elected to take a little two-footer there. Got it to go, however. Hannah Wing on the dribble across the half-court line, approaches inside, goes to Amy Messerschmidt, drives down the lane, puts it up, off the iron, no, bounces around, couldn't hardly go in anyplace else, but it didn't go down, and Castle comes away with the rebound. Looks inside, stops, wants the shot, she goes down to Raven, Milikowski low, ball's being bounced around on the side, we got a tie-up, and Alder Dane possession. One thing for sure, these girls are not afraid to get on the floor and get after the basketball, both teams. 2-2 is the score. Full court pressure by the Panthers right now. Glacier Bears haven't had any trouble with this pressure yet. As they go to Wing, she'll get it off to Ashley Messerschmidt, back to Wing's hand, and she's coming up to the half court line. Maggie puts a little pressure on her, goes down the left hand side, not there. They go to Marnie Rasmussen, who wanted to go baseline, wasn't there, however. She kicks the ball back out. Anna Jacobson comes up with it. Back to Ashley Messerschmidt, 2-pointer on the way. Good. So Ashley gets her first two of the night. 4-2, lead goes back to the Glacier Bears. Maggie Denon brings it all the way down to Raven at the baseline. Can't do anything. Good defense by the Glacier Bears there. Back out to Johnson. They'll reverse it back around. And Denon, Maggie's got it. She goes right-hand side to Katie. Katie keeps the dribble alive. Alley-oop inside to Castle. Puts it up and in. Melissa Castle gets her first two. She had 7 last night and 8 boards. She's got 2 points already. 5:19 to go here in the first quarter. Hannah Wing goes down the lane, puts up the shot, draws the foul. Hannah first went right and then came back left with a left-hand dribble, goes up and draws the foul. It's going to be on Raven. Raven will pick up her first personal foul. Kolakowski, and that'll be at the line, will be Hannah Wing. Hannah was 4-for-4 from the free throw line last night. Rolls around, drops off to the side. Not there this time, however. Hannah had 19 points in the ball game. She's got 2 so far. Tonight, she'll have a chance to make it a 3 and could break this tie at 4-4. Yates is coming off the bench quickly for the Panthers here. The next opportunity, this one's on its way. Good. She picks up her 3rd point of the evening, and she is 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Yates checks into the ball game for the Panthers. Yates was in there last night. She had 8 points and 3 boards coming off the bench for the Panthers. Looking, kicks the ball back inside to Melissa Castle. Castle gives up her dribble, however, has to go a cross-court pass, almost stolen away by the Glacier Bears, but Maggie comes up with it. For there, they go inside of Johnson. She goes hard to the hoop and is going to draw the foul. See, the referee's coming our direction. Number 5, Hannah Wing, that'll be her first personal foul. Johnson did the right thing. She had the lane and went right down the center. She's going to be at the free throw line. She was 1-for-1 last night, had 3 points in the game, but she had 12 rebounds, so she really made a difference for the Panthers. This one's on its way. Good. She picks up her first point of the evening, and that coming from the free throw line. She'll have a second chance, still 5-5, can give the Panthers a lead for the first time, and does. So she picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got the 2 points. Panthers have a 1-point lead, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Wing goes down the left-hand side, reverses back. Late's putting a lot of pressure on Wing, keeping the dribble alive. Goes to Ashley Messerschmidt, wants the baseline, not there, however. Goes into Marnie Rasmussen, puts it up off the glass too hard. Rebound comes down, stolen by Anna Jacobson. Back to Amy Messerschmidt, in and out, no. Rebound back into the hands of Maggie Denon. And she looks down the court, wisely decides not to pass it, however. Goes out to Castle, way beyond the 3-point arc. Nobody's there. Marnie steps out. They try the alley-oop inside. Stolen away nicely by the Glacier Bears. Hannah Wing pushes the ball down the court. Stops. Can't do anything. Going to be a foul. It's going to be on Melissa Castle, her first personal foul. She wanted to step in, and she put her hand straight up in the air because that's what she got called on a lot last night. This time, though, she bumped into her. Yep, and so that's going to send Hannah Wing to the free throw line. And this one is in and out, so Hannah is 1-for-3 from the line. As I mentioned, she was a high scorer last night with 19 points. One shot here now. Hannah will bounce the ball. This one up and good. So she is 2-for-4 and has her 4th point. We're back to a tie. 6-6. Panthers have the basketball. Maggie goes left-hand side to Yates. Cross-court pass to Castle. She wants to go to the hoop, puts it up and in. Melissa Castle's got her 4 points. She goes right to the hoop. She knows what
yep.
she wants to do. Hannah Wing comes down the right-hand side. Nobody there. She tries to go inside to Amy Measure-Schmidt up and in. Nice little give and go that time as Amy was able to get the easy little lay-in out of it.
Yep.
3:57 to go here.
Nice.
Back
hit.
To Katie. Yeah, it was. Now they go back in to Castle breaking down the lane, but she just wasn't able to handle the pass and goes out of bounds. No pressure by the Panthers as they drop back now. Wing will bring it up. Still not across the half-court line. Now she is. She'll go to the right-hand side, reverses back left. Once the lane knocked away, however, nicely by Katie Dannon, and she decides to hold it up. Kicks the ball down to Maggie. Maggie will take the dribble to the right-hand side. Almost stolen away by Wing. Now it is. Gets into the hands of Castle. She goes alley-oop inside to Yates. Up, too hard off the glass. Fight for the board underneath. And Amy Measure-Schmidt comes away with the board. 3:20 to go here in the first quarter. Wing goes down the right-hand side. Stops. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound fought for. Yates comes down with it. Quickly down the court comes Katie. Stops. She wants a little jumper again. She's got it. So she doesn't want those lay-ins. She'll just take that little jumper, and she's got 4 points. 2-point lead by the Panthers right now. All right, Hannah Wing will bring the ball up slowly across the half-court line. She keeps the dribble alive. Yates comes out, puts a little pressure on, now reverses it back to Marnie. She wants to go inside to Amy Measure-Smith. She puts it off but back of the glass. No rebound comes down to Castle. Castle takes the drive. Long down-court pass to Yates and out of bounds off of her hand. Not quite sure that was the right pass to make because she was already under the basket. It would have been tough for her even to catch it. Hannah will bring the ball down. Libby Jacobs will be checking into the ball game for the Glacier Bears at the next opportunity. Glacier Bears have the basketball down by two. Wing goes down the center lane, puts up the shot from about six, rolls around, drop. The Panthers have got to stop letting her go right down the center of the lane. Goes to Castle. She goes over to the far side, not there, and goes out of bounds. Libby checks into the ball game. Hannah Wing's going to take a seat. And we have a timeout. We're going to have a full timeout, so we're going to send it back to KRBD. We'll be back in 1 minute.
By Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salad, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Papa's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244. Underwriting support is provided by The Clothes Company, open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and noon to 4 p.m. on Sundays, located in the West Wind Plaza. Wishing the Lady Panthers the best of luck. Go Lady Panthers!
Back to the Carl Ward Gymnasium. Jimmy was showing me both teams to put up 9 shots, both teams have got 4 of them to go, and we've got a 10-10 tie on the board here with 2:22 to go. We got all kinds of numbers matching up here.
Yep. Craig is out rebounding them, though, by...
They definitely are. They're going hard to the hoop off the board. All right, Libby Jacobson brings the ball down the right-hand side. Stops, gives up her dribble, goes to Ashley Measure-Schmidt on the baseline. She looks down, can't do anything with it, wants the baseline, doesn't get it, however. Good defense by the Panthers. They stop it. Breaking down the lane was Anna Jacobson back to Amy Measure-Schmidt up and in. So Amy gets... Alizi, 2, and she's got 4 points so far this evening. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter of play. Goes to right-hand side. The alley-oop inside, but over the head of Katie. She just couldn't quite get high enough. And we got number 2 checking into the ball game. Barlow will check in for the Panthers, and it'll give Katie a quick rest here. Libby brings the ball up across the half-court line for the Glacier Bears. He goes left, comes back. So that side goes to Anna Jakes. They go inside to Amy Measure-Schmidt. A little bit short. Rebound Castle. Castle, she'll keep the dribble, and she'll go all the way down the court. Looking ahead, see if there's anything there. Nothing there. Marnie puts a little pressure on Rasmussen. They kick the ball inside and off of Libby Jacobson's hands. And the ball's going to be their ball. I think Melissa thought somebody was going to be breaking to the key. Johnson with the ball for the Panthers looking, still can't find anybody. Now they'll alley-oop to the top to Castle. Nobody picks her up. She goes hard to the hoop, up and in. Melissa Castle's got six and tied the ball game back up at 12 again. Libby goes right-hand side, kicks the ball out to Ashley Messerschmidt on the baseline, back out to the top of the key into Amy Messerschmidt's hands, over to Libby Jacobson, picked to Howard nicely by Yates. Yates is on the dribble all the way up and in. So she just took her time and was able to lay that one up and in, so she picks up her first 2 points. She had eight in the ball game last night. Libby out at the top for the Glacier Bears. Goes over to Ashley, her Amy Messerschmidt. She wants to get it back in the hands of Libby, gives over to sister Anna. Anna looks inside. They try to go inside, almost tapped away, however. The ball comes back to Ashley Messerschmidt, who wanted the baseline. Comes back out to the top, fought for underneath. Rasmussen puts up the shot. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Yates. So the Panthers continue to fight for those boards. Maggie stops, wants to go right, goes left, still can't find anybody. Now they come back out to Yates. She'll reverse it around to Barlow, looks inside to Castle. Stops, turns around, gives up her dribble, however, and goes to Johnson, who won the lane, wasn't there, however, and she'll bring the ball back out to Maggie. Maggie Denon will take the dribble alive, knocked away by Anna Jacobson. She keeps the dribble alive with 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Long down court pass to Libby. Libby goes hard to the hoop, puts up the shot, up and in. So Libby Jacobson picks up two. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. 14-14. Panthers will have the last chance. I'm not sure they recognize there's only 4 seconds. Goes to Johnson. She wants to go inside and goes out of bounds. So we're going to end this first quarter of play with the Haynes Glacier Bears 14 and the Craig Lady Panthers 14. We'll turn it back to KRBD for 1 minute. Back in 1 minute.
Brought to you in part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. Support for this Lady Panther basketball broadcast comes from Papa's Pizza, offering dine-in, take-out, and delivery of pizza, appetizers, salad, sandwiches, and Cascade Glacier ice cream. Open 11 until 8 weeknights and 11 until 9 weekends in the West Wind Plaza. Poppet's Pizza, a slice of the last frontier. 826-2244.
Did you know your Craig PTSA supports a variety of activities, from scholarships to muffins for moms and donuts for dads to the high school reading incentive program, Strive, and so much more? We need your help. Membership is only $7, and you can sign up at the school. Get involved today, and go Panthers!
The Craig Booster.
Howard Gymnasium. We've got the Craig Panthers and the Haynes Glacier Bear Gals going it. Craig put up 11 shots in that quarter, made 6 for 54%, while the Glacier Bears put up 13 shots and got 6 of those go for 46%. We're 14-14 tie. The ball is going to go into the hands of the Panthers. They'll inbound on the far side. Panthers start out the game here with Yates in the ball game, and also Weaver coming into the ball game for the Panthers. Ball goes back into the hands of Maggie Denon. She keeps the dribble alive here now. Out at the top, reverses back to Yates, all the way around. Castle, long three off the back iron, no rebound, fought for underneath, and a whistle. See where the foul is going to come from here. 23 is the foul. That'll be Yates. And so the Glacier Bears will get the basketball. That's her first personal foul, third team foul on the Panthers. They go to Wing. Wing will bring the call up across the half-court line. She goes right-hand side, looks, still can't find anybody, comes back out to Ashley Messerschmidt, who loses the ball, comes back into the hands of Young, who checked into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Rebound comes back down to Castle. Young didn't waste any time putting the shot up. Castle comes away with the rebound, however, as she missed. Out to the top, reverses around. Lally-oop inside, knocked away by Hannah Wing. She's on the dribble, goes hard to the hoop, kicks it out to Messerschmidt. Shot is good. Ashley Messerschmidt picks up her fourth. 2-point lead by the Glacier Bears. Steal by Hannah Wing. She drives hard to the hoop and the foul. Foul's on 1-3-5, did you say? 3-5, that's right. Weaver, that'll be her first personal foul. Aaron, unfortunately, fouled out of the ball game last night, too. Not starting out too well here. She just only been in for 45 seconds. Wing out at the top. Yates puts a little pressure on. Wing goes down the center lane. Nothing there. Stops, puts up the shot from about 8. Rebound fought for. Comes back down into the hands of Maggie Denon, and she still has the dribble alive. Stops. Back to Katie. Katie comes back over to Yates. She wants to go inside to Castle. kicks the ball inside. Oh, nice play that time, up and in. As Weaver gets that nice little shot, as a good pass from Melissa Castle, and she just laid it up and in. So we're 16-16. 6:41 to go. Fight for it underneath. Ball comes up into the hands of Maggie Denon as Rasmussen tried to go on that left baseline, and it was just stolen away. Katie looks inside, goes to Yates, stops. She wants the shot, could have reversed back and put it up off the glass, didn't realize it, however. And she brings the ball back out. Castle, alley-oops inside to Maggie Denon. She was a little too far under the basket. Castle, three-pointer on the way, yes. Melissa Castle picks up her ninth point of the ball game. Three-point lead by the Panthers right now. Long down court pass to Young. She holds it high over her head out at the top of the key. She wants to go down the lane, now does. Kicks the ball back out. Stolen away by the Panthers, looking down the court, all the way down to Katie, and Katie didn't realize the pass was coming down as she was looking one direction, and the ball was on the other side of her. We've got Barlow checking into the ball game quick for the Panthers. Glacier Bears have the basketball down by three, 5:55 to go here in the first half of play. Hanno bringing it across the half court line. Dribbles, wants to go down the lane, good defense that time by the Panthers, they wouldn't allow that to happen. She gets the ball back out. Ashley Messerschmidt has it on the right-hand side. Comes back to Hannah Wing at the free-throw line. Can't do anything. Back to Ashley on the right-hand side. Free-throw line extended. She'll keep the dribble alive. Hannah drives down inside. She alley-oops inside to Young. Up and in. So Lisa Young gets a nice little bucket out of it. So 19-8. One-point lead by the Panthers. Quickly down the court to Barlow. She's on the dribble. Two-on-one break. She goes across to Yates and out of bounds. It was a two-on-one break there. Yep. Could have been a little more patient if she'd have kept going right to the hoop, drew the defense to her. She didn't, however, and just tried to alley-oop, and, of course, it went off the hands of the Glacier Bears, so the Panthers will have the basketball. They get the ball back into Katie Denon's hand. Back to Barlow all the way around the castle. She wants to look inside. She does. Now she goes to Weaver. Checked by Young, but the ball goes off of Ashley Messerschmidt and out of bounds, so the Panthers are going to have the ball again under their basket with 5 minutes, 9 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Looking. Goes outside, knocked out of bounds by Rasmussen as they tried to go to Castle on that inbound pass. Weaver will inbound the basketball again for the Panthers. Looking. Gets to Barlow. She goes right-hand side to Castle. Castle's way out beyond the three-point arc. Back to Barlow. Looks downside. They try to go inside. Stolen away by Young as she knocked it out of bounds again. And we got Jamie Messerschmidt checking into the ballgame for her sister, Ashley.
No, that's Heinmiller.
Or Heinmiller, excuse me. That's Riley Erickson. Riley Erickson coming into the ballgame. So Riley's in there now. She'll be playing against Barlow. Inbounds pass goes to Johnson, Damon, good. So Katie just steps in and buries it. That's her sixth point of the afternoon. Goes to Erickson. Erickson will get the ball back into Young's hand. She'll set the offense. Comes out the wing. 21-18, Panthers with a three-point lead. They go right-hand side to Young, who almost loses it, but gains control. Gets it back into Erickson's hand. She's looking for a wing on the deep right baseline. Rangley stops. Wants the shot, however. Comes back to Erickson. Three-pointer on the way off the front of the glass. No. Rebound fought for, and Elisa Johnson came down with the board, but over the back is 3-5. Weaver again. Weaver's a sophomore, and she's working real hard in there for the Panthers. The ball is going to be Glacier Bear basketball under their basket. Glacier Bears down by three, but they have the basketball. Young pounces the ball, looking. They want her to go inside to Rasmussen. She does. Up and in. No, a little bit too hard off the glass, but she gets her own board back and gets the ball back into the hands of Hannah Wing out at the top of the key. Hannah will bring it back out and set the offense now. Looking, looking. Hands up by Yates. Good defense by the Panthers as Hannah wanted to go down inside with it. They go inside to Amy Messerschmidt. She goes over to Marnie Rasmussen, who loses the ball, goes to Barlow. She gets it in the hands of Melissa Castle. Melissa will keep the dribble and let the rest of the team pass by. She'll set the offense at the four-minute mark of the second quarter. Stops, gives up her dribble, goes to Katie. Katie goes right inside to Yates, all the way over to Barlow, looking. Now comes back to Katie. Shot just inside that three-point arc. Good. So Katie buries it, and she's got 8 points in the ball game, and 23-18, a five-point lead. Goes to, and there's going to be a foul on and Amy is going to be fouled, but let's see who the referee actually calls it on. 3-5, so it is 3-5, and that's Erin Weaver, and she's going to pick up
her third
foul already.
She's
all right.
Working really hard.
She's working hard in there. Well, you know, we don't know whether it's a full or we're not. It looks like a 30-second. We'll keep it here anyway. They're all standing up, so we'll go with that. Anyway, 3:39 mark here. We have the Craig Panthers with 23 and the Glacier Bears with 18. Shooting-wise, the Glacier Bears 2-for-6 so far in the quarter, while the Panthers are 4-for-5, so they're a little more patient, taking good shots,
yep,
and doing that kind of thing. And as you mentioned early on, they're really doing a good job on the boards tonight, blocking out a little bit more. However, I noticed that they're getting the ball down into Amy and Ashley Messersmith really low on the block again, and that's what they did last night. So I'm sure that Coach James would like to make a little bit of an adjustment there, because it's really too easy for them to get that ball in there. And, of course, you know, you get in within only 2 or 3 feet and you get the ball up in the air, it's going to go in once in a while, and that's kind of what's happened.
And the Haynes girls have gone to 2-3, and they don't do that very much. They're mostly always man-to-man.
That's right, yeah.
And they're having an adjustment problem right
That's
there.
Right, yeah. All right, Glacier Bears are out on the court quickly now. The Panthers are already out there, and it's going to be Glacier Bear basketball. Amy Messersmith inbound for the Glacier Bears. We've got Rasmussen, Young, Erickson, and Wing out there. All right, let's see if they can run their play. I know they were working on the out-of-bounds plays this afternoon again. They kick the ball back into Wing. She's guarded by two as he's double-teamed, but she goes down the center of the lane. Nobody picks her up, up and in. That's that same thing I talked about. They're able to get right down inside. Full court pressure being applied, but Castle's going to break it. She goes to Johnson. Johnson dribbles down the left-hand side, puts up the shot, draws the foul. Johnson not afraid to go to the hoop with that left-handed dribble, and she was able to draw the foul. And they're sorting it out here. We'll wait till the referee comes over and tells us for sure. 2-5 is the foul, so Bay Amy Messersmith's first personal foul. Second team foul, it's going to be Panthers ball under their basket. Johnson with the ball, looking, cutting across is Maggie Denon. She goes inside, she's surrounded by White. Gets it out to Castle, three-pointer on the way, good. So Melissa Castle picks up her 12th point, and the lead is up to 6 now for the Panthers, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball, and we have a foul. 2-3 out at the top, so if that's the case, that'll be Yates, and she has her second personal foul at the 3:10 mark of the second quarter. You got to be careful, too, because Yates gets into trouble. She does a good job for him, and they can't afford to have her sitting out on the bench. Hannah Wing at the free throw line. She is 2-for-4 from the line, has 8 points in the ball game. Shots on its way, in and out, no. Rebound fought for, and Rasmussen comes up with it, up and in. So Hannah misses it, but Marnie picks it up, and that's her first 2 points tonight. Marnie had 7 last night. They go to Barlow. She's quickly down the court, and the foul. And Hannah Wing got the foul on that one there. Foul's on number 5, and that'll be Hannah Wing's second personal foul. And we all know, as far as Glacier Bear fans, if Hannah Wing gets into trouble, that makes it tough for the Glacier Bears. Quickly off the bench is Maggie Denon. She'll check in, and Barlow will take a quick seat. Johnson inbound under their basket on the left-hand side. Looking, still can't find anybody. Now she gets the ball back into Castle's hands beyond the three-point arc here on the left side. Castle keeps the dribble. Now she gives it up. She needs, if she starts dribbling, she's got to go somewhere with it instead of taking two dribbles and then stopping. Goes back to Castle on the right-hand side out to stop to Katie. Katie will set it. Nothing happening there as they go to Maggie. Now they go into Castle. She wants to go inside, does to Johnson, up and in. Johnson just broke down the lane. Nobody picked her up. She's got 4 points. Extends the lead to 6 again. Hannah Wing goes all the way up to the hoop. Too hard off the glass, however. Rebound comes back down to the hands of Johnson, and she quickly gets it into Castle's hand. She keeps the dribble alive. Still hasn't stopped. She'll come back out. Kicks the ball to the right-hand side. Katie Denon puts it up and in. So Katie's having quite a night. She's got 10.
They are hot.
8-point lead by the Craig Panthers right now at the 2:10 mark of the second quarter. Goes to Alicia Young. Down to inside to Hannah Wing, who wants to put up the shot. Draws the foul. Hannah dished the ball off that time to Young. Young waited for her to go by and then gave her the little shot. And then Matt Castle comes across the far side and draws her second personal foul. So they can't afford to get her into trouble for sure. Hannah's at the free throw line, 2-for-5. Bounces a couple of times off the side. No, rebound fought for. It's two shots, so everybody was rushing in there, and the Panthers realized it was two shots, but the Glacier Bears didn't, and they zipped right in.
There was two white jerseys in the key.
Ashley Messersmith checked into the ball game, and Anna Jacobson checked into the game for the Glacier Bears at that last buzzer. Anna will have another opportunity. She's got 8 points so far in the ball game. This one's on its way. Ah, and this one's nothing but net. She picks up her ninth. Libby Jacobson comes in, and Hannah's going to take a quick seat. All right. Panthers, no pressure this time by the Glacier Bears as they drop back. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Bringing the ball up. Goes right-hand side to Katie Denon. She keeps the dribble alive. Now she gives it up. Goes to Johnson, who wants to go down the lane, but nice defense by Young. Passes a little too hard, but Katie's able to get control of it. They're looking inside. Kins back out to the side. They go over to Maggie. Maggie will put up the shot off the side of the iron. Rebound comes back down into Amy Messerschmidt's hands. She quickly gets the ball into Libby Jacobson. Stole away by Castle, though, as she cut in the lane. Anticipated that pass, and she'll bring the ball up for the Panthers. Goes left, comes back right. Now she'll bring it out to the top, and they reverse it all the way around to the left side. Maggie stops at the free throw line. Wants to go inside to Castle. Up and in. Or excuse me, that's not Castle. That was Johnson. Johnson had good inside position that time. Nice pass by Maggie. Got the right angle. She just bounced it down there, and all she had to do is turn around, and Johnson lay it up and in, and she does, and gets the bucket out of it. So 32-22, and Johnson's got 6 points in the ball game. Make that seven, and she gets one from the free throw line, as she is 3-for-3 from the line. 10-point lead by the Panthers right now. Libby looks left, wants to go left-hand side, almost stolen away of her, and now there's going to be a whistle on number, let's see, official's going to call it here. Foul's on 1-4, that'll be Johnson, that'll be her first personal foul, 18 foul on the Craig Panthers, so that's going to send Ashley Messersmith to the free throw line. She's got 4 points so far this evening. She was 2-for-7 last night, but has not been to the line yet, so I'm sure she wants to see if she can correct that 2-for-7 percentage. This one is on the way, and good. Nothing but net on that one, and she picks up her fifth point. Cuts that lead now, 24 for the Glacier Bears, 33 for the Craig Panthers, 1:15 to go here in the first half of play. Bounces it a couple of times. This one's on its way and also good. So she's got a good start on it. That's her 6 points. Panthers with the basketball. Maggie Denon will bring it up. Anna Jacobson puts some pressure on. Now they go over to Katie and Libby Jacobson. She puts some pressure on her. Now they reverse the ball back into Yates. Back out to Denon. She loses the ball, though, and Libby comes up with a steal, and Maggie quickly gets down in front. She wants to go across court to sister Anna, and Anna finally gains control.
No.
Ball still bounced around, and Anna finally gets it back.
Yes.
It hit about three girls, and it ended up in Anna's hand. So 45 seconds to go here in the first half of play. They go left-hand side. They want to go side to Young. Stop. Nobody picks her up. She puts the shot up. No, rolls around. Rebound down to Johnson. Johnson will bring it up with 35 seconds to go. Now they come out to Katie, back out, and Castle will keep the dribble alive out at the top. Gives it up, however, they go to Maggie Denon with 24 seconds to go in the quarter. Now back to Yates, long cross or down pass to Castle. She doesn't even look at the hoop at all, goes to Johnson, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Katie stops, wants the shot, they alley-oop across to Yates. She looks, 7 seconds to go here. Johnson, she'll put it up, and good, three-pointer. Johnson was patient on that and waited, and it was 1 second. You can hear the buzzer in the background. That's Johnson's 10th point. Glacier Bears down 36-25, 11-point lead by the Craig Panthers at the half. But we're going to turn it back to KRBD for 8 minutes. We'll be back in 8 minutes with second half play.
Tune in to KRBD weekdays at 5:20 p.m. for the KRBD Evening Report. We'll fill you in during the drive home on the latest local and regional news, information you need to know, in depth and in detail. The KRBD Evening Report. Listen for it right here on your community radio station, KRBD Ketchikan.
Wow. Welcome to the Carl Ward Gymnasium. This is Lyle Huffer on with Jenny Lynn Smith. We're going to bring you second half action between the Craig Lady Panthers and the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears. Craig leading by 11 at the half mark, 36-25, about a minute 45 to go before second half play here. But the Craig Panthers come out shooting.
Yep, 9-for-11 for 81% for the half. It was 15-for-22, making it 68%. That was for Craig, and then for Haynes, it was 4-for-11 for second quarter for 36%. For the half, it was 10-for-24 for 41%, and that's really the
difference here.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, it made quite a difference, and the rebounding is about even up, but the Panthers definitely they led the rebounding in that first quarter of play. Well, we remind folks that they can actually watch this game on the Internet. They go to the Haynesboro School District website and click on Glacier Bear Streaming, and you can watch the ball game while we're talking about it. Well, let's talk a little bit about what's happened here. Ashley Messersmith for the Glacier Bears, 6 points in the ball game. Amy Messersmith, her sister, picks up 4. Hannah Wing has 9 points in the ball game. Marnie Rasmussen picked up 2 points, and Alicia Young coming off the bench picked up 2 points, and Libby Jacobson coming off the bench picked up 2 points. For the Craig Lady Panthers, Melissa Castles picked up 2 threes out of the deal here. She's got 12 points in the ball game, much better than last night. She was in foul trouble and had a tough time going. She has 2 personal fouls so far this evening. We have 10 points apiece for Katie and Denon, and then Johnson has also 10 points in the ball game. And Yates coming off the bench picks up 2, and Weaver coming off the bench picks up 2 for the Panthers for their lead of 36-25. Starters for the Panthers are the same gals that started the ball game. That'll be Melissa, Raven, Maggie, Katie, and Anita. She'll be out on the ball game for the Glacier Bears. They have the basketball, and their starters are the same seniors that started the ball game. This is senior night for our Glacier Bears. Rasmussen, Wing, Messersmith, and Jacobson. And the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Wanting the baseline was Ashley Messersmith. It wasn't there, however. And the ball reverses back around to Rasmussen's hand. She wants to go out to Wing at the top of the key. Glacier Bears are going to our left. Wing goes down the right-hand side, kicks it back out to Ashley Messersmith. Goes inside to Sister Amy. Ball goes up. It ends up in the hands of Hannah Wing. As the shot was blocked, but it ends up right in Hannah Wing's, and she lays it up. Glacier Bears come out with full court pressure. Gets the ball back into Castle's hands, all the way down to Katie Denon. She keeps the dribble alive. She'll go down the center of the key and over to Sister. Three-pointer on the way by Johnson. No rebound. Comes down to Castle. She puts up the shot, draws a foul on Hannah Wing. Castle stepped in front of Hannah and got the rebound and then put the shot up and then also got the foul on Hannah Wing. Didn't get the shot to go, however, and Castle will be at the free throw line. And that is her, Hannah Wing's, third personal foul. They can't afford to have her pick up a 4 and have to sit down for a while. All right, Johnson's talking with Coach James here. Castle with the basketball. Now she gives it back to the official, and now she'll get the ball back again. Melissa Castle was 2-for-7 from the free throw last night. She has 12 points, make it 13 as she gets one, and she picks up her first from the free throw line. The Panthers were 3-for-3 in that first half of play from the line. Now they're 4-for-4, so much better than last night's 13-for-25. This one off the front of the iron, no, and the foul. Let's see, over the back. And the foul's on number 22. That'll be Raven Golikowski. That is her second personal foul. Glacier Bears will bring the ball down the court. Wing out at the top. Goes right-hand side to Ashley Messersmith. Back to Hannah Jacobson beyond the arc. Goes back to Wing. Three-pointer on the way. Hannah Wing's shot in and out. No fight for the board. Rasmussen comes down with it. Gets the ball back into Hannah's hand. She puts up the shot from about 8. Good. So Hannah Wing picks up her 13th point. 29-37. Full court pressure. They go to Castle. Castle will bring it up. She's quickly coming down the court. She keeps the dribble alive, goes all the way. Nobody picks her up. She puts it up and in. She's got 15. Nobody stopped her, so she just kept right on going. Wing will bring the ball back. Wing goes right-hand side. She gets that same shot she had. The result's going to be a foul. Fouls on 3-4. Marnie Rasmussen, that will be her first personal foul. 6:33 to go. It's going to be full court pressure being applied again by the Glacier Bears. They go into Castle. She's surrounded by three girls. They get it out to Maggie. Maggie Dunan, this is a two-on-one break. Maggie kicks the ball back inside, knocked out of bounds by Anna Jacobs as she hustled down, and it goes off the hand of Johnson and out of bounds. Nice hustle that time by Anna Jacobs as she got down there, saved the easy lay-in for the Panthers. Wing will bring the ball out at the top. She goes right hand side to go to Anna Jacobs. Almost loses it, but gets control back, and she goes to the baseline. They go inside, and a foul. Again, the Haynes Glacier Bears, they go down that right side, go to the baseline. They send somebody from the free throw line down. This time it was Amy Messerschmidt, and that's how they're entering the ball into the center part of that thing. Raven's going to have to take a seat, and Weaver will check in with those three personal fouls. So Raven also with three fouls. Ball goes back into wing down the baseline. She stops, wants to put up the shot. Good defense. Still, the ball finally ends up in the hands of Katie. Katie Dunan will bring the ball up, and she's quickly down the court. Stops, goes right inside, but loses off the foot of Hannah Wing. But Marnie Messerson picks it up back to Hannah Wing. She goes down the lane and draws the foul.
And she split two defenders, so it was kind of one of those.
She split. We'll see which one they're going to call it. It is going to be on 42, Melissa Castle. So she split two gals and went right between them, and Melissa was just in the wrong place at the wrong time as Hannah goes hard to the hoop. Hannah's not afraid to go there. She's got 13 points in the ball game, been to the free throw line eight times so far and only got two of those to go. So in and out and back in. So now it's a nine-point lead by the Panthers, and she's got 14 points, Hannah does. Glacier Bears are going to try to fight themselves back into this ball game again. Shot's on its way. This one is nothing but net. Well, she gets that one to go, and she's got 15 points in the ball game. Almost stolen away by Rasmussen, and now there's a whistle. Fouls on 3-4. Marnie. Marnie picks it up. Glacier Bears are really putting a lot of pressure on trying to pick up the intensity of the ball game here. And it looks like Alicia Young will check into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. Johnson inbound right here in front of the Glacier Bear bench. Goes to Maggie. Maggie Dunan will bring it up across. Wing gets a little pressure on, goes to Johnson, goes to Castle. The alley-oop inside to Weaver. She wants the shot, can't do anything with it. Goes to Johnson down low, still fighting for the ball. And alternating possession puts it in the hands of the Panthers, and they'll set up under their basket. 8-point lead. They have the ball under their basket now. Weaver will set it up. They tried to go to that block, but she was a little too far down underneath. Weaver, look, she didn't have too many opportunities. Now they go inside to Castle. She misses the easy little bunny. Fight for the rebound, Young. Castle had an easy shot, just plain old missed it. Goes to Amy Messerschmidt, back to Hannah Wing. Out to the top to Young, back to Wing. 5:28 to go here in the third quarter. Wing will shoot the three, on the way, good. Hannah Wing's got 18. Somebody's got to get out and step up, put a hand. 5-point lead by the Panthers. Glacier Bears are fighting their way back into the game. Yates is coming into the game for the Panthers right now. They go to the baseline to Maggie Dunan, back into Katie. Katie's out beyond the 3-point arc at the top. Cross court to Johnson, too hard. Ball goes out of bounds.
That was strong defense that caused that.
Marnie Elchek back into the ball game, and Anna Jacobs will sit down. As I mentioned, Yates comes into the game for the Panthers. Glacier Bears pressure starting to pay off a little bit here. Panthers need to settle down a little bit. They go back to Young. Shots on the way off the side of the iron. No. Rebound down to Weaver. Gets the ball into Katie Dunan's hand, and she'll bring it across the half-court line. Looking across the bait line was Leach. She was all alone. Wants to go inside. Go to Johnson. Nice defense by the Glacier Bears that time as they cut that lane off. Weaver's around to Castle. Castle takes the drive. Going to be a foul. Okay, let's see what it's going to be. It could be a moving screen. Okay, it wasn't an illegal pick, so that's her fourth personal foul. And that'll get Maggie Dunan off the bench real quick. That one is pretty obvious to see. She definitely moved about 2 feet. Glacier Bears will have the basketball. They've gotten 5 points back here now. Down by five, and they could even cut it less than that if they can get a bucket here. Out to the top. They go out to Ashley Messerschmidt. She keeps the dribble alive. Now she'll come back into Hannah Wing, way beyond the three-point arc on the left-hand side. Hannah looks down the lane. Nothing going as they go to Marnie. One is a baseline. Good defense by the Panthers that time. Goes to Wing. She's double-teamed, but she'll go bring the ball around to Young. Breaking down the lane was Ashley Messerschmidt. They didn't see her. or Amy, and now they get to Amy at the free throw line, back out to Marnie Rasmussen, who ends up going to the baseline. Good defense back to Ashley Messerschmidt, a little bit short, rebound comes down, and fight for it. Castle, ball taken away by Wing. Hang back out to Messerschmidt, good. Amy Messerschmidt got her 6 points, and now we're down to a 3-point lead by the Glacier Bears, or by the Panthers, I mean. Castle out at the top. They've pretty much taken Castle out of the game. Long three-pointer in and out. No rebound down to Marnie Rasmussen as the Panthers put it up. All alone down the court is Amy Messerschmidt, up and in. Now Amy's got 8. 1 point lead by the Panthers, and they have the basketball. Castle goes down the lane. Back to Johnson, looking over to Katie Denon. Katie wanted to go right-hand side, and a foul on Marnie. Marnie was just a little overplay there, and Katie just got the step on her. Marnie just wasn't able to recover, and Erickson's going to come into the ball game for the Glacier Bears. That is the third team foul on the Glacier Bears, 14 fouls on the Panthers.
And it's 38-39.
38-39 is the score. Panthers with the ball and a one-point lead. Looking, they go into Yates. She's right at the baseline, puts it up too hard off the glass. Rebound down to Young. Young keeps the dribble alive. Now she gives it up and gets the ball back into Hannah Wing's hand. Yates had a little opportunity, wasn't able to get it to go. Back to Erickson. They go down the lane to Amy Messerschmidt, a little bit short. Rebound comes back down into Castle's hand. Amy had good position inside again, just wasn't able to get that one to go. Castle out at the top with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Katie stops. Free throw line. Good. So Katie just stopped at the free throw, and that's her 12th point. Gives the lead to 3 points, but the Glacier Bears have the basketball. Hannah Wing stops. She shoots one from the free throw line. A little bit short. Rebound comes down into the hands of Maggie Denon, and she gets the ball back into Castle's hands. Castle will bring the ball down. They go left-hand side to Katie. Nothing going, and they'll come back out to Maggie at the top. They go back inside to Johnson, who goes down the lane, puts up the shot, and draws the foul. That's one thing I've noticed. Johnson likes that. When she gets the ball, fouls on 44, and that'll be Alicia Young, not her first one. She likes to take that hard to the hoop with that right-hand dribble and go right there, but Alicia came across that time, bumped into the side of her, so we're going to send Johnson to the free throw line. She has 10 points in the ball game. This one's on its way in and out. No. Well, bounced off the rim and went out. She'll have a second on her team. She's 3-for-4 from the free throw line so far tonight. She has, this one's nothing but net. She's got 11, picks up another one from the line, and she is 4-for-5. Lead goes back to 4 for the Panthers right now. They go left hand, or right hand side to Wing, and a foul. Hannah was inside the 3-point arc.
Yep.
And so Hannah's going to go to the line for 2. Wait a minute. They're discussing it's 2. And officials are still talking about whether it's a 2 or a 3. And 2:22 to go here in the third quarter. Panthers 42, Haynes 38. Officials still discussing what to do here about the free throw line. It's going to be 3. And I think that might be a break for the Haynes Glacier Bears, because we have a perfect view of it, and she definitely was on the inside of the line.
Yep.
That's going to send Hannah Wing up there for 3 free throws. Hannah's got 18 points, make it 19 points. So she matches what she had last night from the free throw line, and we still got a quarter and 2 minutes to go here. Second one's on its way. No, she misses that one. And now she'll have her third. See if she can crack the 20-point mark here. This one's on its way in and out. No, rebound comes back down to Messerschmidt, up and in. So Amy Messerschmidt just steps inside of everybody and lays it up and in, and we have a 1-point ball game again. Panthers have the basketball and a 1-point lead. Castle goes hard to the baseline, going to be a travel. He made a move to that baseline, surrounded by two girls from Haynes, and just took an extra step, turns the ball over. Glacier Bears can get the lead back. It'll be the first time in a long time for them. Actually, the first 3 minutes of the ball game, they had the lead, and then they gave it up. Wing goes across to Young, left-hand side, looking inside, long cross-court pass to Erickson. Looks down inside, almost knocked away. Ball is knocked out of bounds and goes to the Glacier Bears. Anna Jacobson comes into the game for the Glacier Bears, and Erickson's going to come back out. Panthers drop back into their 2-3 zone here. They extend it out a little bit here. Young will inbound for the Glacier Bears on the far side. Gets the ball into Wing's hands. She takes the dribble, goes to Young on the right side, comes back out the wing beyond the three-point arc, over to Young. She looks inside, can't find anybody, goes to Jacobson at the free throw line. She'll bring it back out, goes to Ashley Messersmith. They go cross court to Young all alone by herself, off the front of the iron, no. Rebound fought for and out of bounds. Green ball on it. So we had two or three gals jumping there, and one of the whites knocked it out, so it's going to go to Panthers. No pressure being applied by the Glacier Bears right now. Panthers will bring it up. Maggie brings the ball, keeps the dribble alive, can't do anything with it. Now goes right hand side to Castle. Ashley Messersmith puts a little pressure on Castle, keeps the dribble going left hand side. Still, now she gives it up, pulls it into one hand, goes to Johnson. She looks down the lane back to Katie Denon, back to Johnson. Tapped out of her hands, however, and the ball ends up in Ashley Messersmith. So the Glacier Bears have the basketball to Young. She goes hard to the hoop, puts it up too hard off the glass. Johnson comes down with it. We're racing to the other end. Johnson keeps going, and a foul. Anna Wing picks up her fourth. And Coach Elliott just puts his hands up over his head. He says there really wasn't any reason for that one. We're out in the middle of the court. She picks up her fourth personal foul. So with the 58 seconds to go in the third quarter, Panthers have the basketball and a one-point lead. Ball comes into the hands of Maggie Denon. She'll go right-hand side. Keeps the dribble. Alley-oops inside, but knocked away by Ashley Messersmith as they try to go inside, and now a foul.
She split those two girls, 42 and 11.
And 11. We'll see which one it's going to be. It is going to be 11. That'll be Maggie's first personal foul. That'll be the 15th foul on the Panthers, so the Glacier Bears have a chance to take the lead back again here. Both teams will be in the bonus the next foul. They go left-hand side, almost stolen away, however, but Anna Jacobson comes up with it. Long cross-court pass and over the head of Alicia Young. And again, the Panthers have a chance with a one-point lead to extend the lead. Let's see if they can put something together offensively here. Been kind of poor passing the last couple of minutes.
Yep, that was a miscue there, that last.
Go over to Castle, keeping the dribble. She still keeps the dribble alive. Out at the top, stops. Goes back to Maggie Denon. She wants to go right-hand side, and now a foul. Foul is on Libby Jacobs. That'll be her personal. We're shooting 1-1 now. Erickson will check into the ball game, and Anna Jacobs will take a seat. The Panthers have been shooting the ball really well from the free throw line here tonight, so that might not be the place to send them. We'll see what happens here. Maggie Denon misses this one. Rebound comes down into the hands of Amy. I guess it was Amy Messersmith.
Yep.
All right. Goes right-hand side, but stolen away by Castle, anticipating the pass. She's going to go down the left-hand side, up and in. Melissa Castle just waited for that pass. It was pretty slow and lazy, and she just picked it off. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, long pass all the way down. Well, you could hear the folks in time. This was like a three-quarter court pass,
yeah.
High in the air, and went off the rim and the backboard, and, of course, didn't count. Well, we're going to finish this third quarter of play with the Craig Panthers 44 and the Haynes Glacier Bears 41 back to KRBD for 1 minute, back in 1 minute.
In part by Petro Marine Services, big supporters of all the coaches, players, and managers who help make the high school basketball season one of the most exciting times of the year for all of us fans. Petro Marine Services, Alaska owned and operated since 1959. The Craig Booster Club proudly sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers! Support for Panther Basketball comes from Tyler Rental in Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee Power Tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our
gymnasium here. Final quarter of play. Haynes 41, Craig 44. It's going to be Haynes basketball. On the far side of the court here, 8 minutes of basketball to go. The girls are playing a lot harder, a little more intensity, not quite as sloppy tonight. Libby Jacobson out at the top left-hand side to Ashley Messerschmidt. She drives down the lane. Nothing going as Riley Erickson's there back to Ashley at the baseline. Good defense by the Panthers. They're not going to give up that baseline. Ashley out at the top over to Riley Erickson. Kicks back to Ashley. Back to Libby Jacobson. Wants to go inside but stolen away by Castle. Castle stepped in and made that nice steal. She'll bring the ball up slowly for the Panthers. They go left-hand side to Katie Dunant. She wants to go right, back left. She gets it back to Maggie. Maggie goes down, kicks it back out to Johnson. Two-pointer on the way, three-pointer, no. Rebound comes back down, and a foul. The foul's going to be on Castle, and that'll be her fourth. She came behind. She really had no chance to make that rebound. She should have never even tried that one, but she did, and, of course, the official is right there. And Melissa is going to have to take a seat here for just a couple minutes. I'm sure she won't be on the bench long. We're walking all the way to the other end as we are in the one-and-one opportunity. Ashley Messerschmidt has 6 points in the ball game, 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far this evening. She'll bounce it a few times. She always takes about 9 of the 10 seconds before she shoots, and then she's doing the same thing again. This one's on its way off the back of the iron. She gets her own board back, puts the shot up too hard off the glass. Rebound fought for. Wing comes down with it. She puts it up a little bit too hard off the glass. Rebound comes down to Yates. So Yates was in good position. She gets the board back into Maggie. Denon's hands long. Three-pointer on the way off the front of the iron. Rebound down to Erickson. Stop. She decides to hold up on it, and she'll get the ball back into the Panther or to the Glacier Bears hands, Wing. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Wing back out at the top with the ball, directing traffic. Go right-hand side to Ashley, or to Young. Back out to Ashley Messerschmidt over to Hannah Wing. Three-pointer on the way, rebound, Yates. Yates comes away with it and gets the ball back in the hands of Maggie. Maggie will bring it up. 44-41, Panthers have the lead and the basketball. Maggie stops. Once alley-oop inside, Erickson takes it away. That was a real lazy pass that time.
Yep.
And Erickson just stepped up and took that one away. Long three-pointer in. Anna Wing picks it up, and she's got 22 points in the ball game now. 44-44, and that'll get Castle off the bench real quick. Back out to Yates. She wants to go down the lane. She kicks the ball back over to Katie. Katie drives down the side, stops, decides to change her mind, goes to Johnson. Shot on the way, rebound fought for underneath. Coming up with it is Hannah Wing. She comes out with it. Keeps the dribble alive. Glacier Bears can take the lead now. Hannah Wing comes down to 6 minute mark. As I mentioned, the Glacier Bears haven't had the lead until early in that first quarter. About 3 minutes, shot goes off the glass. No rebound, comes down to Johnson. Glacier Bears had a chance to take the lead, but the rebound comes back into the hands of Johnson, and Castle wants back into the ball game. Next opportunity, Yates. Yates goes inside, stops, puts up the shot, and good. Nobody picked her up. She turned around, went right to the hoop, and she's got four. Gives the lead back to the Panthers. Wing goes hard to the hoop. Stops, puts up the shot. No rebound. Fought for. Underneath, Weaver comes up with it. She's on the dribble. She's still going down there. Puts a lot of pressure on Ashley. Coming down the top. Johnson, short shot. I can see it's going to be short. Hands back down into the hands of May. Katie Denon. She puts it up and in, and that's 14. Four-point lead by the Panthers again. Wing will bring the ball down across the half-court line. Glacier Bears need to set it up and run a play here, but before they get the chance, Coach Brian Elliott, he says, I need a timeout. It's a full timeout, so we're going to turn it back to KRBD. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Sponsors Craig Panther Basketball on KRBD. The club supports school activities and provides scholarships through memberships and business sponsorship. Support your Panthers. Family memberships in the Booster Club are $50 and individual memberships are $25. Go Panthers! Support for Panther Basketball comes from Tyler Rental and Craig, with equipment and tools for all your construction and home repair needs. Now featuring Milwaukee Power Tools, steel chainsaws, Subaru generators, and all your welding and safety supplies. Tyler Rental, supporting our student activities.
Tickets are on sale now for this year's Wearable Art Show at the Ted Perry Civic Center. Come see amazing works of art, models strutting their stuff, plus enjoy plenty of food and drink. Shapeshift, the 26th annual Wearable Art Show, runs February 2nd through 4th. Evening gala tickets are still available for opening night on Thursday and for the all-ages Saturday matinee. Call the Arts Council at 225-20...
Gymnasium here in Haines. We've got the Craig Panthers with 48 points and the Haines Glacier Bears with 44. 5 minutes, 6 seconds to go in the ball game. Marnie Rasmussen will inbound for the Glacier Bears on the far side of the court. Hannah Wings back into the ball game, and so is Melissa Castle. Both of them carrying four fouls. Hannah comes left-hand side to Anna Jacobson. She goes over to Marnie Rasmussen. They go inside to Amy Messerschmidt. No, doesn't get anything. Rebound comes back down to Johnson. Back into the hands of Castle. Good shot that time by Amy. Just couldn't get it to go. Right down the center of the lane again. Castle goes right-hand side to Maggie. Maggie looks inside back to Katie. Over to Castle. She puts up the shot for about six. Good. Or 16, I meant. And she's got 19 points in the ball game. Extends the lead to six for the Panthers right now. Glacier Bears with the basketball, however. They come to the left-hand side. Kick it off to Anna Jacobs. She looks inside. Still trying to go down in that middle block in there. There's Ashley and Amy looking there at each other, but they couldn't get it back inside that time. Stepped out by Yates. She makes the steal. She's going to go all the way to the hoop and up and in. She just stepped out there and picked that easy little pass off, anticipated it, and got the lay-in. 52-44, 4 minutes to go. Hannah Wing and a foul. Shot is counted. It's going to be on the floor, however, as Hannah came right down real quickly. Fouls on number three. That'll be Katie. Katie picks up her first personal foul, and Anna Jacobson comes out of the ball game, and Young will check in for the Glacier Bears. Hannah Wings back at the free throw line. She's been there. She had 12 chances so far and got five of those to go, so I'm sure she'd like to get things squared around there a little bit. She's got 22 points. Make it 23. So Hannah picks up another one from the free throw line, and she'll have a second one as this was a one-and-one. We're going to be shooting fouls all the way down the line here now. Hannah's at the line again. This one's on the way. Rolls around and drops through, and she's got 24. Picks up another from the free throw line. So a six-point lead by the Panthers. Brings the ball down slowly as Maggie. 4 minutes to go in the ball game. Looking. Still can't find anybody. Now he goes to Johnson. But Marnie steps out of the slot, makes the steal. Almost knocks away. Goes to Ashley Messerschmidt. She stops, brings it back out. Three-pointer on the way by Wing. Good. Anna Wing's got 27. She didn't hesitate. She fired it right up.
Yep.
Maggie Johnson down the top. Goes left-hand side to Castle. They need to get the ball in Maggie and Katie's hands and Castle's hands out at the top as they handle the pressure a little better. Castle goes inside to Johnson. She goes down the lane, puts it up, and in, and a foul. Johnson, as we mentioned, she likes that right-hand side,
yep.
And she takes one dribble, and she goes right to the hoop, and that's exactly what she did, and draws the foul.
Came from the free throw line.
Yep.
So, you know, she...
Foul's on Alicia Young. That'll be her second. Let's see what happened. The ball went in, so the basket will count. All right, so 54-49, 3:27 to go, and she picks up her 13th point. This could be her 14th. She is 4-for-5 from the line so far this evening. This one is up on its way, and nothing but net. She gets 14. So she picks up another from the free throw line. 3:25 to go in the ballgame. They Ashley measures me. She looks inside, changes her mind, goes for three, and makes it. So Ashley buries a three. 52-55, 3:16 to go in the ballgame. Glacier Bears not afraid to put those threes up if nobody comes up and picks them up. Katie goes left-hand side back to Maggie. Back out to Castle at the top of the free throw line. Third beyond the three-point arc. She keeps the dribble alive. Wants to go down the right-hand side. Does. Puts it up and misses the shot. However, it went over the top of the iron. Rebound comes back down into the Glacier Bears. And quickly up the court comes Hannah Wing. They could tie it with a three. 2:45 to go in the ball game. Hannah stops out at the top. Kicks it back out. Messerschmidt three on the way. Off the side of the iron. No. Yates comes down with the rebound for the Panthers, and we have a timeout by the Craig Panthers with 2:39 to go in the ball game. 55 for Craig, 52 for Haynes. We're going to turn it back to KRBD for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan at 105.3 megahertz with translator K296CA Clover Pass, Pond Reef and Ward Cove at 107.1 megahertz. Translator K214BD Point Higgins at 90.7 megahertz. Translator K211AT Mountain Point and Herring Cove at 90.1 megahertz. Translator K269BA Craig at 101.7 megahertz. And translators K211AX Kloak, K211AU Thorn Bay,
and K211 AV Heidelberg, all at 90.1 megahertz. KRBD, still your radio home for Southern Southeast Alaska.
Gymnasium, 2:39 to go in the ball game. Craig 55, Haynes 52. Panthers have the basketball as they call the timeout. It's going to be here in front of the Glacier Bears bench. And Johnson inbound for the Glacier Bears. Get into the hands of Castle. Castle holding on. Ashley Messerschmidt comes out and picks her up at the half court line. Castle keeps the dribble alive, stops, reverses back. Nothing going, however. She goes to the hoop. Kick, gives up her dribble, goes outside to Maggie Dinon, back into Castle's hands. Looking as they cut down the lane, over to Johnson, over to Katie. Katie stops. She gives up her dribble. Nothing there. Picks the ball back out. Goes to Yates, who almost loses it as Hannah Wing puts a lot of pressure on. 2:14 to go in the ballgame. Back out to Maggie. Stops. She puts up the shot from about six. Good. A three-pointer. Maggie buries the three, and that's her first 3 points of the ballgame. Six-point lead by the Panthers right now, but the Glacier Bears have the ball. Hannah Wing puts up the shot from about eight. Rebound fought for Wing. Let's see. Castle comes up with it. She gets the hands back in to Johnson. Or Dinon. Dinon will bring it up. Maggie gets the ball. She'll bring it out at the top. 1:45 to go in the ballgame. 6 point lead. Castle out at the top. Keeps the dribble. Goes outside to Katie. Katie Dinon stops. Looks at the hoop. Going to be a travel. Katie was just real tentative about what to do with it and drug her pivot foot. And now we're going to have a 30-second timeout by the Haynes Glacier Bears.
And there was nobody even close to her.
There wasn't even close to her. She just got a little floundered there flustered with it all. Well, at 1:39 to go in the ball game, 58 Craig, 52 Haynes. Glacier Bears have plenty of time. You know they're going to come out and press like the Dickens right now. And I know also they're talking about if they have to foul, they need to get started on it. Can't wait too long. On the other hand, the Craig Panthers, well, they're shooting the lights out from the foul line tonight. So I guess you have to
and
take
Haynes
your poison.
Isn't.
And Haynes is not.
And it's eight fouls.
That's right, so it's still going to be a 1-1. But she, what happened there is she caught the ball. It took a big jump. And that's what the travel was all about. I saw him explaining to Coach James exactly what happened. And now that I think back, that's really what she did, because she did catch the ball, and then she took a big jump forward after she was planted in the ground, so she definitely moved. Glacier Bears are going to inbound. No pressure by the Panthers right now. Hannah Wing will bring the ball up at 1:37 to go in the ballgame. Wing goes right-hand side to Young. Young takes the dribble. Can't do anything with it. Comes back out to Ashley Messerschmidt over to Wing. She wanted the shot. She goes to the baseline back to Amy Messerschmidt. A little bit short. Rebound down in the hands of Yates. She gets the ball back into Castle's hand. 1:20 to go in. Ashley Messerschmidt comes out to put some pressure on. Melissa Castle keeps the dribble alive as she gets across the half-court line. She goes down the right-hand side. Going to be a five-second call. Now foul. She has to foul pretty quick. She can't just let her sit there and dribble. And that is going to be Ashley's first personal foul. The thing they're running into here is Melissa's got to be careful, because she's going to get a five-second count also on it. So, I mean, she does have to think a little bit about that, because she is keeping her dribble an awful long time, and it's getting real close. Melissa's at the free throw line. She is 1-for-2. She has 19 points. Make it 20. She gets another one from the free throw line. She picks up one from there. 59-52, 1:10 to go in the ballgame. Panthers with a 7-point lead. This one is off the front of the iron. No rebound, comes down into Young's hand. We want to remind folks that we'll have a wrap-up after the ball game, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Wing, long three-pointer on the way off the side of the iron. Castle lets the ball go out of bounds. 58 seconds to go here in the ball game. Panthers lead by 7. All right, given the indication that he's got a foul here and full court pressure. All right. The ball goes back looking. She should have given it to her earlier and didn't. However, she was wide open. And now they turn the ball over right between her legs. She looked away, and then she looked back and made the same pass and went right between her legs and out of bounds. So the Glacier Bears are going to get the basketball back under their basket. Young's coming out, and Riley Erickson will check in. Hannah Wing with the basketball. If they can get an easy hoop out of it, they'll really tighten things up. Goes to Amy Messerschmidt, reverses back to Ashley, all the way over to Riley Erickson. Over to Hannah Wing, who wanted a three, but Johnson got there quickly, and there's going to be a foul. See who the foul's going to be on the floor. And that'll send Hannah Wing to the free throw line. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. Foul's on 1-4. That'll be Johnson. That'll be her second personal foul. What they're doing is they figured out that play now, and Johnson follows Hannah Wing wherever she goes. And Hannah keeps looking for that three, but it's not there. This shot is good. So Hannah picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got 28 points in the ball game. Anna Jacobson checks in, and Erickson will come out of the ball game. 50 seconds to go in the ball game. 6-point lead. Could be 5 here if Hannah can get this one to go. This one's on its way. Good. So Hannah picks up another one from the free throw line. 29 points in the ball game, and now a quick whistle.
Yep.
So we're going to play fouls here. Fouls on Amy Measure-Smith. That'll be her second personal foul. And we're walking to the other end to shoot some free throws now. 49 seconds. Riley Erickson checks back into the ball game for the Glacier Bears at the next opportunity. Coach James calls over two of her gals, Castles over there and Katie Denon there, and they're talking over what they want to do here. Shots on their way off the front of the iron. No. And Maggie misses her first one as they'll be shooting two from now on. Maggie got that three-pointer a little bit ago to extend the lead. Erickson does check into the ball game now. Maggie's at the free throw line. 0 for 2. This one's on its way off the front. Same result. Missed the rebound. Comes back down into Amy Measure-Smith's hand. Quickly down the court is Hannah Wing. She dribbles. Stops. Goes right in. So she'll fire up a three. Off the, nothing but air and out of bounds. Hannah was still moving a little bit. Didn't get herself squared up to the hoop that time. And the ball goes out of bounds. Full court pressure.
She just rushed it.
Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Johnson inbound. And Castle moves. Looking. Now they get the ball into Maggie Denon, and a foul. So we're going to go to the other end here, and the foul is going to be on Amy Measure-Smith. That'll be her third personal foul. 36 seconds to go in the ball game. 5-point lead by the Panthers, and they're back at the free throw line shooting two shots. Maggie's back there again. Maggie, she was 4-for-4 last night, so things are not going well for her from the free throw line tonight. This one's on its way. Same result. She's a little bit short on all of these. They've all been coming off the front of the iron. A little more legs maybe and get it up in the air, and she can get it to drop. They're nice and straight. This one's up and rolls around, comes off to the side. Marnie Rasmussen comes up with it for the Glacier Bears, and they're quick down the court to Riley Erickson. Riley comes down, and a foul. The foul's going to be on Melissa Castle.
And she's got her hands up. And
it is on 42. Melissa Castle, that's her fifth personal foul, and she fouls out of the ball game. What happened is Riley came down the court. Melissa just planted and didn't move, and Riley just went along the edge of her. And really, Melissa's got to move over into the front of her if she wants to get that call. And she's not doing it, and Riley doing the right thing. She just slips to the side,
yep.
And Melissa
They're
gets called
call
on
every
it.
Time, you know.
Melissa's got to get down and get ready and move over there and anticipate. We know Riley because she likes to go left. So that's the direction she's going to go. And, of course, Melissa doesn't.
Yeah.
Melissa finishes the ball game with 20 points and was 2-for-4 from the free throw line. 30 seconds to go in the ball game, and she finished with 13 rebounds, so a big part of the Panthers' offense here. Let's see if they can hold off for another 30 seconds here and see if they can come away with this win. We're going to the free throw line, however, so the lead could even be less. And we already know that the Craig Panthers are going to get fouled by the Glacier Bears and send them to the free throw line. Now the Panthers come out of their timeout, as Coach James was pretty adamant about what she wanted them to do down there in this last 30 seconds of the ball game. Riley Erickson is at the free throw line. She has not scored in the ball game, has not been to the free throw line. She's normally a pretty good free throw shooter, but I didn't say that, so she's going to make it. Let's see what happens here. This one's on its way, and nothing but that she gets it. So she picks up her first point of the evening, 55-59. So we see she can make it a 3-point lead by the Panthers. Spins the ball. This one's off the back there. No rebound comes down to Marty Ratchet's up, and she missed the easy little lay-in. Rebound comes back down to Yates' hand. She's surrounded. They go to Weaver. Out to Katie. Katie's going to be fouled by Hannah Wing. And Hannah Wing, that's going to be all for Hannah Wing. So Hannah fouls out of the ball game with 5 points. And we're going to go all the way to the other end. So they got 30 seconds to figure out who's going to go in for Hannah. Hannah has been to the free throw, and she finished the ball game with 29 points. And she was, she put 16 shots up in the free throw line and got 1-8 of those to go. So she was 8 for 16 from the free throw line of her 29 points. 21 seconds to go. 4-point lead by the Craig Panthers. They're going to the free throw line. 59-55. And we already remind folks that, you know, your gals are going to be heading north next weekend, so we don't know if there'll be any ball games on the radio for you or not. Our girls head for Metlakatla, conference play game for them. And now the Panthers are out on the court real quick, and that's going to send Maggie Denon at the free throw line. She has 3 points in the ball game. Those coming from, I mentioned, a three-pointer early on that actually really kind of opened it back up again for the Panthers. That was her only points of the ball game.
And Haynes has really gone dead. They've got they've shot 15 times.
Yep. She continues to miss again here. She's not going to want to see this stat from the free throw line. She had 12 points last night. She has this, those three. This one is off the iron, two. Rebound. Johnson, who
fought
it, fought for it, comes into the hands. And all the way down the court comes Bauer. She stops, puts up the shot, rolls around, no rebound, fought for into the hand of Johnson, and she's going to be fouled immediately. Boy, they had the chance there to put it up, and she just went right through the hoop. Well, didn't waste any time checking in. We're going to walk all the way to the other end, and the foul's going to be on Amy Messerschmidt. And we're down at the other end, and we'll send somebody else, Johnson, to the free throw line. And Johnson has 14 points in the ball game. She's got 5 of those points from the free throw line, and she's 5 for 6. Make it 6 for 7. But she doesn't hesitate, and she's got her 15th point. 5-point lead now with only 10 seconds to go in the ball game. I think the Panthers are probably in pretty good shape here now, especially if she can get this one to go. It would be 2 threes by then, and it does go. So she picks up another one. Glacier Bears are going to have to get the ball up in the air quick. Long down court pass. Three-pointer on the way. Off the side of the iron, no rebound. Back down to Bauer. She'll put it up off the iron, no. Rebound comes back down. So the Haynes Glacier Bears and the Craig Panthers are going to split this weekend series. The Craig Panthers go to conference at 3-3 now, while the Haynes Glacier Bears are 4-4 in conference play. Well, we're going to turn it back to the KRBD studios for about 2 minutes here, and then we'll come back and give you a wrap-up. So we're going to be back here in 2 minutes to this.
You're listening to KRBD Ketchikan at 105.3 megahertz with translator K296CA Clover Pass, Pond Reef and Ward Cove at 107.1 megahertz. Translator K214BD Point Higgins at 90.7 megahertz. Translator K211AT Mountain Point and Herring Cove at 90.1 megahertz. Translator K269BA Craig at 101.7 megahertz. And translators K211AX Klowak, K211AU Thorn Bay, and K211AV Heidelberg all at 90.1 megahertz. KRBD, still your radio home for Southern Southeast Alaska.
Tickets are on sale now for this year's Wearable Art Show at the Ted Berry Civic Center. Come see amazing works of art, models strutting their stuff, plus enjoy plenty of food and drink. Shapeshift, the 26th annual Wearable Art Show, runs February 2nd through 4th. Evening gala tickets are still available for opening night on Thursday and for the all-ages Saturday matinee. Call the Arts Council at 225-2211 for tickets and info, or go to KetchikanArts.org.
Gymnasium. This is Lyle Hunt along with Jenny Lynn Smith. We're happy to bring you this basketball game between the Craig Lady Panthers and the Haynes Glacier Bears. The Craig Lady Panthers coming out victorious tonight. So they finish with a split here on their trip up to Haines, and they go to conference play of 3-3, while the Glacier Bears drop to 4-4. Well, we had the JV game, and the Panthers winning that one by a score of 37-32 earlier this evening. And Paisley Wortman finished with 6 points in that ball game. Hume picked up 8. Weaver had 6. Gebo picked up 2. And McCloskey picked up 6. And Yates getting 9 for the Panthers, 37. And the leading scorer for the Glacier Bears in that one is Cecilia Bauer. She had 8 points in the ball game. And Gracie Jones also finished with 8. And Kaylee Spud picked up 2. Coral Bauer picked up 2. And Libby Jacobs had 4, along with Jamie Mezzers picking up 3. And then Taylor picking up 5 points for their 32 points. Well, a little bit different ball game for the Craig Panthers tonight. Then a little more intensity on their part, a little bit better passing. They had some spurts in there where they didn't really take care of the basketball, but it was a little different game for them.
They really shot well for the whole game. It was 24 for 38 for 63%, and they went for 6 for 10 in the fourth quarter, so that was pretty good. But Haynes just couldn't buy a basket. They went 3 for 17, and for the final was 19 for 58 for 32%. So, you know, 63% over 32%.
Yep.
And that was still a pretty close game.
That's right, know. Anyway. Yeah, they did anyway. Rebounding, they out-rebounded the Glacier Bears 31-22. Leading rebounder for the Panthers was Castle with 13 boards in there, followed by 6 with Johnson. And then scattered out amongst the rest of the gals. Well, I guess Yates also had 6 in that ball game too, so she did a good job. Glacier Bears, Marnie Restenson finished with 7 boards, 6 by Amy Messerschmidt and 5 by Alicia Young. For our Glacier Bears, scoring-wise, Ashley Messerschmidt finished the ball game with 9 points. She was 2 for 3 from the free throw line. Amy Messerschmidt had 10 points in the ball game, and she did not get to the free throw line. Hannah Wing had 29 points in the ball game, 8 for 16 from the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. Marnie Rasmussen picked up 2 points. Alicia Young coming off the bench picked up 2 points. And Riley Erickson coming off the bench got 1 point. Libby Jacobson also coming off the bench for the Glacier Bears picked up 2 points. The last home game for our Haynes Glacier Bears seniors, as I mentioned, they're on their way to Metlakatla, and then we head north and we'll play a game up in a couple games in Delta Junction, and then we head for Mount Edgecombe to finish up our Region 5 conference play. So we're going to be on the road with the gals here. Haynes was 11 for 21 from the free throw line in that ball game, so any of those points would have made a difference here.
Yeah.
For the Craig Lady Panthers, they were led in scoring by Melissa Caffa with 20 points in the ball game. She was 2 for 4 from the free throw line. And then Raven got into the ball game, did not score, however. And Maggie Denon, we won't talk about the free throw line much, except she was 0 for 7. What can we say? It just went from 4 for 4 last night to 0 for 7. So she's going to look at that and say, well, I need to improve that one. She finished with 3 points. Katie Denon finished with 14 points in the ball game, didn't go to the free throw line. Johnson also had 16 points in the game. And she, of course, got to the free throw line. She went 8 times and got 7 of those to go. They were 9 for 19 from the free throw line. And then, of course, Yates coming off the bench picked up 6 points in the ball game. And as we mentioned, she also had those 6 rebounds, so she really helped out the Craig Panthers. Well, enjoyed bringing you the game, and hope the Craig Panthers can do well the rest of the stretch here. And this is Lyle Up along with Jenny Lynn. Thanks again. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.